Welcome to Intuitive Art Sales. This is the show where I, Jessica Craddock, am going to teach you how to source your art marketing from within. You're going to practice claiming that authentic art business that you want and leading it the most natural way for you to get there. You're going to learn to get connected to your intuition, your confidence, and your community so that you can sell your art consistently while holding strong boundaries on your work-life balance. At the beginning of May, I started feeling like something was a little off with me, but I didn't know what it was. It kept building. And by the end of May, I was having full-blown anxiety attacks. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I just kept saying, I feel crazy. I feel broken. Something is wrong. After that first episode where I just started bawling, and I couldn't stop, and I was hyperventilating for probably an hour. I was like, okay, I need to call the doctor. I made an appointment with my regular doctor, my naturopath, therapist, all the things. I'm like, I'm going to nip this in the bud. I'm recording this about 2 weeks after I've had all those appointments, and I'm starting to feel better. Still not really sure what caused it. Don't worry, I'm working to get to the root of it. But it made me really question how much I was doing and realized I have to cut back to the bare minimum. What would it look like if I took the summer off? Is that even possible? And I came to the conclusion that, of course, anything is possible. But for the same reasons that it would benefit me, I feel like it's too important of a mission for me to go from 100 to zero. So I'm going from 100 to 20. That was the first decision. The second decision was, what does that look like for me? How do I go from 100 to 20 in nothing flat? And the answer for me, at least, I need to take a big fat eraser to everything and then come back in and imagine what that 20% would be if I were completely starting over. I'm telling you this because almost every conversation I've had with artists in the past couple of months, they've been one of two things. I'm completely burnt out, or I can't do this by myself. I have to hire help. So I know I'm not the only one, but I know you're going through it too. Some way, shape, or form. So in rewriting my 20%, it was also, how do I help with that problem? With losing your spark, with wanting to quit and run away and just make art in a cabin in the woods. Now, before all this happened, I was dreaming up something big. For at least a little while, I was going to work twice as hard to hire new help and build some legs around having an artist agency where I found artists who had something important to say and basically managing their art career for them. But I tell you that because in imagining this agency, I was planning what are the key things that if my butt was on the line, I would do with the least amount of time and effort to make huge strides for these agency clients. What would I do? How would I do it? Ironically, what it came back to was, it's just a simplified, even more simplified version of what I was already teaching. I don't know why I was so surprised, but it was this aha moment. And I knew that part of my rebuilding was to create an offer that teaches the step-by-step of how to do this, how to do it for yourself, how to really lean in to having a distinctive voice, being known for something, and simplifying your art career. So you know where your boundaries are. What's a yes opportunity? What's a no opportunity? eliminating all of that decision making that is so damned frustrating, sends you into tailspins where you never know what to do. So you're either doing everything or nothing. What does this mean for you? You're probably wanting to take the summer off to do less. Probably not looking to join something. I get that. But I know what works best for me is not sitting behind my computer and building a course or a membership. What works best for me is teaching live to people where I can connect, where I get to feel like I am of service to you. So the decision that I made was the first four workshops in this series are going to be free, so that you don't have to commit to anything this summer. I don't have to commit to anything this summer except showing up about once a week and teaching something to you. That feels amazing to me, and I am very excited about it. So this series of workshops is called Revive Your Spark, Rediscover Your Voice, Simplify Your Art Career, and Fall in Love with Becoming Known Again. If you're interested, all you have to do to join is register. I'm going to put a link so you can find it real easy. There's an option to upgrade. It's $97. You're going to get all of those recordings and notes and all of that, so you can revisit them whenever you want. But it is a month-to-month subscription because I'm going to keep going with these workshops until you have the whole process start to finish that I would use myself if I were putting my own time and money into an artist that I wanted to promote. I'm going to give you the process. And if at any point you're not getting value out of it, which I honestly believe would be completely impossible, or it's just not for you, you can cancel. There's no huge commitment. This isn't a program that you've got to pay $2,000 up front to get. I'm making this accessible. I'm making this an easy yes because I think you need it and I want to give it to you. So either way, free, upgrade, doesn't matter. Go register. You're not going to want to miss it. Please don't miss it for your sake. More emails about this coming soon. Also, feel free to email me your questions. This is going to be my last podcast episode. I don't know for how long. Maybe for the summer. Maybe forever. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of energy. And I love doing it. But for now, until I decide to bring it back, you can listen to reruns. There's 80-something episodes. I know you haven't listened to them all. Or come join us for these free workshops. I guarantee you're going to learn about yourself, about your art, about the people who are going to advocate for you and become a really large portion of that 20%. I'm not going to hold back. You're going to learn a lot. So go register. Talk soon.